This is another mayor for the city of Racine. This is Martin Secor. He was a really colorful person, as he was described by various newspapers. Now, you remember the treasure chest? He made those trunks. Started out in his kitchen making these trunks. He became very wealthy making those trunks. Was considered the best trunk maker this side of the Mississippi. He was so popular that he became mayor. He also has the honor of being the only mayor in the history of the city of Racine to have an assassination attempt placed on his life. He liked to ride in the front seat of the car, and somebody put a bomb underneath the front seat of the car. Bomb didn't go off. He walked away. When the guy went back to see why the bomb didn't go off, justice was served. He was not killed. He was arrested, prosecuted, spent many years in jail. Now, the question before was, do I have to approve headstones? And here's where I say, yes, it has to be approved. If you read this, this was such a controversial saying because it mentioned God and the devil in the same paragraph. City Council tried to ban it, but he stood on his First Amendment rights. This is why we have it today. Question.
What exactly was he trying to say exactly on his stone?
I think he leaves that for you to decide. You know, you can answer it for yourselves and have your own opinion on it. What he meant by it, I don't know. Yes.
Has anybody died in the cemetery?
Not in this cemetery.
Isn't an original quote from the mayor?
Yes. It was his writing.
Was he buried here because on another stone is another saying of his name?
Well, he is buried here. This represents the Secor family plot. You look around and you'll see different names because there were marriages. And this and M.M. Secor is actually right there. This is just a family monument. This is just what he decided to put here. He had the money to do it. He could do it.